Begich made those comments after a wide-ranging speech to the state legislature today on issues that have been seen as divisive in the nation's capital. The senator didn't back off from discussing his role in the recently enacted health care plan, the $13 trillion national debt, and the effects of the stimulus money that have come to the state. But the biggest response came when he talked about resource development. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Senator Begich says he's been working for the development of the state's resources, oil, mining, forestry, and fishing. And he says his approach has been to include the private sector in those issues that need federal attention.
Well, state and federal government investments in Alaska are enormously important. I know everyone in this room agrees that it's the private sector that leads the way in job creation. Government's role should be to help create pro-business climate and then get out of the way.
Begich praised the legislature for focusing on the natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North America. And he said the national focus on the project will intensify.
Soon, you can expect new demonstration of support by the Obama administration for the Alaska Gasline Project, and we're poised to ready to increase loan guarantees and federal support for this vital national project.
In a meeting with reporters following the speech, Begich didn't give details on what to expect. However, he pointed out that President Obama has put the gas line on his list of the top five green projects in the country.
Our efforts right now are to convince the president to make it a national interest project. Why that is important is it brings other resources to the table, helps streamline the permitting process, a variety of other things. I believe that the president, as you saw today, is starting now to unfold elements of his long-term energy strategy to get us more independent on energy, to do energy around our national security and around our national economic security. And his first piece was the OCS. I believe next you'll see some other pieces, and I believe we're making our case why the gas line is a big part of that equation. And I believe the president's folks are very interested in this.
Begich says much of the strength that comes from getting a national interest designation would depend on what the president wants to do with it. But he sees it as very positive that the president is starting to move on energy at the same time that Congress is starting to see the need for a long-term energy plan. And he says Alaska Gas is at the top of the priorities. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.